Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about sacred resilience. And this is a spiritual thread that can help you overcoming your stress and anxiety. You know, in the pursuit of alleviating our stress and anxiety, we often focus down very narrowly on treating just the mind and the body. And we use strategies like stress reduction and mindfulness, and these primarily target calming the mind. And very often here we address the physical symptoms too that are associated with chronic stress and anxiety. However, the spiritual aspect is frequently overlooked or it is omitted entirely. And today I want to highlight a significant contributor to my journey of overcoming anxiety. And this is the cultivation of everyday sacredness. Now, I am not talking about religion here, and I'm not talking about dogma. I am talking about everyday sacredness, the actual spiritual side of our being. And I know that many of you already know what I'm talking about, but I didn't want to frighten anyone off to think that I was going to be leading you down some path of another way of worshiping or something. This is not what that's about. Today, we're going to talk about the spiritual side of anxiety. Anxiety of spirituality, or when our anxious and chronic fear is rooted in a spiritual concern, that is as real as when someone has a health anxiety or a driving anxiety. These are all just different ways that our individual minds and bodies manifest our fears and our oversensitized nervous system. So when anxiety is rooted in spiritual concerns, it can manifest as an awareness, an over-awareness, if you will, of mortality and a sense of individuality, creating a feeling of separation in this vast universe. Now, this is when we are using our spiritual side as our place to go with our anxiety, with our fears. And this spiritual disconnection is often disregarded, but it plays a crucial role in anxiety. And Richard Zinnberg, PhD, had the following to say. He said that this specific form of anxiousness, characterized by a feeling of separation and aloneness, can lead to panic attacks seemingly out of the blue. These attacks intensify when we interpret sensations as signs of impending physical catastrophes, such as a heart attack or impending doom. So I really think that there is not a lot of conversation often around that form of anxiousness, around that feeling of aloneness in the vast universe. But it is very real for a lot of people that I have talked to. And it can come and go just as your physical anxiety of health issues can come and go. But this specific form of anxiousness can lead people to wonder if it's them, or if it's the anxiety, or are they really losing their mind? And so when that happens, often we can find that people have either had a difficult time in their spiritual lives, or they've ignored it completely. So it doesn't matter where you have been on that path. I'm hoping that today we can find ways to bring ourselves back away from that feeling of totally lost as an individual and disconnected from all of that that is around us, and actually bring ourselves to a place where we are connected with all of that rather than being alone in that. And just as we adopt tools and practices to alleviate stress and guide our minds and bodies to a calmer state, it's essential to also incorporate practices that address our spiritual sense of disconnection, if that is what is happening with us. And I will say that without a little bit of thought or awareness, you may not even know that this could be going on with you. So how is it that we might cultivate some sacred moments? How might we connect with this world that is around us and really let our spiritual side shine and be a part of our entire world? So I thought we could go over some examples of sacred moments and some ideas on how we could incorporate them into our lives. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical-grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. First off, you can celebrate each moment. And this is with our mindfulness, right? You can begin to see how all of these are overlapping. But celebrating each moment, acknowledge and cherish every limited, precious gift of a moment. Each moment is a gift when you think about it. We're not guaranteed anything. So instead of going to where our negative bias wants to take us, which is to worry that we won't have another moment or that it will be a bad moment or down that wormhole, we can begin to shift our focus just a little bit by celebrating our moments. Next up, we could connect with something in our lives more significant than just us, right? We could establish a spiritual connection with the source of creation or a community of people, an idea, a belief. We're all different, and we're all going to find this kind of connection, sacredness in our own way. It has a lot to do with who we are, who we came in to be, with our personalities and our upbringing and the environment that we are in currently. So go with the flow. There is no right or wrong way, but connect. See if you can ponder something more significant in your life. Next up, we could be prioritizing our lives according to our values. And often we get lost in the shuffle of everyday living, all the to-do lists, everything that must be done, and we find ourselves lost. We don't know what's important anymore. We've lost our values, and not through any fault of anything more than that we were just disconnected from them momentarily and kept going down that path. Well, we can take a little stop, a rest, and we can maybe take a couple hours with a big journal or a sketch pad and pens or papers. And I know in our group, I have a list. It's pages and pages and pages of, you know, generally known values. And just by looking at those, you could find something like this online, a list of values. You can begin to see, well, this is super important to me, but this, I don't, that is not important. This or that, you can say, and whittle things down and see if you are living according to your values. Have you prioritized your life according to your values? With this kind of an exercise, you can begin to keep your priorities aligned with your highest values. This makes us feel connected because our values are bigger than us. They are that piece I was talking about of finding something larger than yourself, something more significant. Your values can take you there. Next up is a very interesting exercise that I learned a long, long time ago, and I know it'll sound morbid, but it really is very telling, is to write your own obituary. You could take some time and have a reflective exercise to provide yourself the time and space to come up with the insights into your life's purpose. How do you want to be remembered? What is it that you were striving to do in this lifetime? Are you on the path to go there? Is this the way that you are living your life? This is not an exercise to make you feel bad about yourself. We all get lost. And often when we are lost and we are not grounded in our values is when we can feel our nervous system being on edge, because it's almost like it's always guessing, what's next? Where do I go? What do I do? What's important? Whereas when we become very grounded in that and we know what's important to us and we know what direction we want to go and we are actively seeking to live in that way, there's less directional change for our nervous system. It doesn't have to be on edge worrying what's coming from different directions. It kind of feels more relaxed. And isn't that what we want? Is our nervous system to be able to just let go a little bit, take our foot off the gas pedal, and maybe we can just enjoy the ride a little bit more. And we can cultivate sacred moments. We can purposefully create moments in our lives that are filled with spiritual and or mystical qualities. And so what would be the qualities of sacred moments? What am I trying to say here? These kind of moments possess spiritual qualities such as gratitude. And you know we're talking about that here all the time because it really does open that heart and let you feel the connection to life, a connection with the transcendent, a sweet sadness or a bitter sweetness. You know that feeling of awe, the feeling of compassion, and a deep, deep sense of inner peace. These all come as qualities of spiritual sacred moments. They are deeply imbued with preciousness, with dearness to your heart, blessedness, cherishedness, and holiness. Holiness is just a beautiful word to use here for that. And so to cultivate these sacred moments and reintegrate the spiritual component into the mind, body, and spirit triad for healing, remember that they are simply day-to-day personal moments that have been overlooked yet are essential and filled with sacred qualities. These can be little mini timeouts from our daily busyness where we take an act and we create a sense of stillness where everyday concerns seem to evaporate. I really hope that you can begin to see when you have felt these qualities in your life, the gratitude, a connection with the transcendent, that feeling of bittersweetness, awe. I have a show coming up not too far in the future here all about awe. It's an amazing quality that has actually been studied and shown to be very, very healing, as is our compassion and our deep, deep sense of inner peace, which is what we are all looking for. So find these little timeouts in your day. Drop out of the busyness just for moments and create a sense of stillness where the everyday concerns that you've been feeling can begin to evaporate. Adding sacredness to our daily routine can be transformative. That's exactly the word, transformative. And you'll hear more about it when I have the episode coming up. I believe it will be episode 1006 about awe, because it makes us realize the things we've been missing in our lives and that we can actually transform through these sacred moments in our lives, not by doing anything extra, but by just being aware, by being cognizant of what is there in front of us and how we are feeling about it, letting our heart become involved in our lives more. And by giving the spiritual dimension of your mind, body, and spirit existence a little sprinkle of sacredness and dedicating a little bit of time to it, you'll begin to witness the awe-inspiring journey of your healing process. I hope that today's show was helpful for you. It's not something we talk a lot about, and I know, you know, people either really talk about spirituality and sacredness or they stay really far away from it, but it's here. It's a part of who we are, and I think that if you can get the kind of help and joy that sacredness has brought into my life on my healing journey, and if you can have a little taste of that, it would be marvelous. And I didn't want to keep that from you. I want you to be able to have all the help that you can. So do let me know if there's anything you'd like to share on this subject, and I look forward to hearing from you anytime. And now for today's quote. The most beautiful and profound emotion we can experience is the sensation of the mystical. It is the sower of all true science. And that's from Albert Einstein. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.